Blog Talk Radio.
I'm very excited to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives, to see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their absolutely beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who were called the Posse of Angels. You know, they have a funny sense of humor. They're extremely loving and compassionate. They give a very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. Please do call the show. That call-in number is 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angelic advice is 646 716-6794. But yet again, once we get to those, before we get to those callers, I'd like to say welcome once again to Angel Healing House Radio. Thank you so much for all your following and following the show and supporting and sharing and promoting. I am very grateful for all that. You know, whether you're listening in on the computer, by phone, or perhaps you're listening to the many archive shows on the Blog Talk Radio site, as Angel Healing House has been on the show weekly for the past 3.5 years. You know, listeners, with only a few more days before Mercury, the planet of communication, starts to get out of retrograde, meaning it stops, well, it doesn't literally go backwards, but it's in a bit of a standstill where communication stops, comes to a halt. A lot of technology, they say, sometimes goes south, and our projects and our endeavors come to a standstill. And it will start moving forward on June the 11th. But in these last waning days of this Mercury retrograde, it would be an absolutely wonderful time for all of us to review our lives and to give ourselves credit for the things that we have done. You know, so much of human nature is to always quest for what is on the horizon, what is new, and anticipate what is coming, rather than giving ourselves credit, a much deserved pat on the back, for the things that we've done to bring us to this present moment. So take time out to bless your present, and then once you've done that, set new intentions for your life. And when Mercury starts to move forward again on June 11th, it will be a time in which you can start working on your new goals and see some progress in them, as the planet of communication is going to be supporting our goals and our endeavors, and once again bringing to us those connections and opportunities to help us. I see that we have a few callers on the line. If you are a regular listener, you know that I like to take about 20 minutes or so to speak about our topic of the day before taking those phone calls. And the Posse of Angels wanted to speak about a topic which they called support the blossoming of your life. And in these last couple of days of Mercury retrograde, we certainly can support our lives rather than getting down on ourselves on the things that haven't happened yet, or through expectation and attachment, we may be thinking that they're not going the way that they should or ought to or have to eventuate. We can support and promote the blossoming of our life. So let's see what they have to say about this topic. You know, I want to start the program today with a confession. That's right. And my confession is I have been pruning my rose bushes the wrong way for many years. Okay, let me explain. For years, I have been tending and loving and caring for my rose bushes. In no way am I a professional. No way am I an expert on growing roses. I am a mere amateur gardener in love with these amazing blooms. You know, some of the roses I manifested in the gardens of the homes that we rented, and others I've gone out and bought beautiful rose bush plants in pots. But regardless how we found each other, we play an important role in each other's lives. On my part, I water them once a week, and I clean up any dead leaves, and every day I tell my rose bushes that they're doing a wonderful job, and I encourage them to produce more buds. Now, on their part, they teach me to be accountable, to water them, and maintain their health. They also teach me to just be at peace, just to be myself. Yet something occurred to me this past Sunday as I sipped my morning tea on my balcony with my beautiful friends, the rose bushes. Firstly, I noticed a habit I have. that when I pull back the curtains on my healing room balcony and view my rose bushes, I get the most excited when I see buds that have formed seemingly overnight as I anticipate the opening of lovely blooms in the next few days. But you know, listeners, it dawned on me. Why do I give so much attention to the bud itself, and yet altogether ignore the burgundy red shoots and leaves of heralding upcoming new growth that appeared sometimes days and weeks before the forming of that eventual new bud? Those roots, red roots and leaves, were a great indication of just how hard, how very hard, the rose bush was working to create a new flower, to create a new life cycle. I, like many others, get caught up with the final appearance of things rather than the vital process of effort and industry that it takes in order for the appearance of a beautiful result to eventually occur. Which then made me think of what the rose bush was doing even before I saw the appearance of all the red new shoots and leaves. You know, with no buds and no new growth, it seemed to be on hiatus, just sitting there in the pot. It seemed to be doing nothing until the next big show of color and buds and blooms appeared. But then it dawned on me that the rose bush was very, very busy. It was busy resting. It was busy recouping. It was busy restoring its strength. And it was busy rebuilding its vital life force energy in order to have the energy to create and to push out the new growth that was coming. What seemed to be the rose bush doing nothing on the surface was vitally important for the plant to thrive and to grow for another cycle of its life. Just like these last few days of Mercury retrograde, when there are a lot of people that say, oh no, OMG, not another Mercury retrograde, you know, like it's this huge burden that we have, but it's an amazing time of us to be able to review and to reconsider, to re-edit, and to revisit our lives in order for us to regain our strength for what is on the horizon for us. And I did, myself and the Posse of Angels did a beautiful show on Mercury retrograde, the blessing of it, several weeks ago, so you can look that up on the archive shows. The Posse of Angels is sighing deep sighs as they know this reoccurring theme and scenario all too well when it comes to humans. Many of us seem to be so laser beam focused on an end result, hardly giving the credit due to all the effort it has taken us to get to this present moment, all the effort it takes on the human physical plane to bring something to actual physical manifestation. And they're pointing out that that rose bush is using its innate, divine, eternal essence within to just go with the ebb and the flow of life in order to live easily and in grace. You know, the rose bush knows that this period of resting, recouping, regrouping, restoring, and rebuilding before the next show of regrowth and tangible physical evidence of its hard efforts is like a regular little mini Mercury retrograde that is vital and necessary for its very survival. Remember, the Posse of Angels are saying that we are human beings. We are not human doings, and just by allowing ourselves to be and to shine radiantly and to do our best and basically leave the rest, we do more than we ever possibly could ever imagine. The Posse of Angels knows that when things go quiet in our lives, just like the rose bush, seemingly doing nothing, just hanging out there on my balcony. There are great unseen forces that are actually aligning in that very moment to create the fulfillment of our desires. And it all depends on the energy that you are giving to your heartfelt dreams, your wishes, and your intentions. If they're positive, if they're high vibrational, if you truly do believe with all of your heart that you're honorable, respective, and you honor, respect, and you're worthy of these dreams, then it's amazing how, and when we let go of the expectation and the attachment, it's amazing the miracles and the magic can occur. And instead of railing against the quiet and the standstill, the Posse of Angels wishes for us to acknowledge how even though we may not be able to see it yet, that the universe is always working behind the scenes to create the miracles, the magic and synchronicities in answer to our prayers. In this time of seemingly nothing happening, express gratitude for the universe always having your back and working tirelessly on your behalf, even if you can't see the results. Bless your journey for exactly where you are, for you are always where you're meant to be, for the betterment of your spiritual growth and experience. And please do release any attachment and expectation as to what the result must look like, as any expectation and attachment ends up diminishing the outcome. Now, back to my initial confession of not pruning my rose bushes the correct way. You know, listeners, whenever I saw that a bloom had fully blossomed and had wilted and died, I was very quick to cut the wilted flower off so that the plant could produce more buds. In the following days, I would expectantly look out each morning and be very sad that the rose bush was not producing new buds fast enough. What I did not realize was that with cutting off only the head, it left about 3 inches of dead twig. And the plant had to support not only the new growth that would enhance and perpetuate its life cycle, but it had to carry and send life-giving nutrients to supporting a part of it that was now old and dead and well past its use-by date. My aha moment came when I realized that this part of the plant had been needed to bring forth the bloom, and now that it was spent and used for that purpose, it needed to be fully discarded in order for the new to come forth. Excitedly armed with my shears, this time I cut all the lifeless twigs at an angle all the way back to just before the next new leaf. Within a few days, I was astonished as I drew back those curtains on my healing room to see a bright burgundy display of new shoots and new leaves sprouting forth, as I had helped the plant get rid of what was no longer working for it, and what was actually dragging and draining its energy, all of its energies could go into the producing of the new flowers. The Posse of Angels wishes to ask us to consider, where are the dead twigs of our lives that have served their purpose, but now need to be discarded so that we can bring forth the new as this Mercury retrograde will start to go forward on June 11th. These dead twigs could be relationships that seemed great at one stage in our lives, but we may have shifted, we may have grown, and we may have changed and no longer feel in alignment with a person's energies. The dead twigs of our lives could be represented by the job or the career that we chose to hang on to, even though we do not feel honored and respected in these positions and supported in using our gifts and our talents and our abilities. The dead twigs of our lives could be in the extra weight that we've been meaning to shed that is causing us to feel weighed down and is affecting the quality of our life. So in these last few days of Mercury retrograde, do look over your life and see if there are any areas that need to be updated and to be reviewed and revisited by pruning and getting rid of anything that is not serving us for our highest purpose. It will help us to feel lighter, burdened, and less restricted, to put all of our energies into that which brings us joy, fulfillment, peace, love, and areas we can put our creative passion. And by supporting ourselves in this way, our lives will continually reflect the brilliant display of positive, life-affirming richness that continually blooms and brings us the manifestation of our dreams. Before we go on to talk more about how you can support the blossoming of your dreams, let's take some callers. 805, you'll be first, then 361, and then Gussie is here. So 805, you are on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Donna.
Hi, Donna, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Have you found that there are any areas of your life that that seem to have slowed down?
Well, yes. I'm 61 now, and I'd like to be in a relationship, and I seem to have a problem meeting someone. Yeah. Maybe because
okay.
I'm not really active in the workforce, but yeah.
No, it doesn't have anything to do with being out in the workforce. It has to do with the vibrational frequency that you hold, and whether and a lot of times that has to do with self-love. The Posse of Angels are saying it has to do with self-love. It has to do with nurturing and nourishing your soul. Let's see what they mean by that. Okay, Donna, in any given week, what things do you do that give you unbridled joy, happiness, that make you feel giddy, and that make you feel really good about yourself?
Well, I walk on the beach for like an hour and a half every day if it's not raining, and I walk in the water, and sometimes I have music with me, and I'm just so happy. It's unbelievable.
Okay.
And I think other times would be when I'm helping my brothers and sisters and my nieces and nephews. That brings me just unbelievable joy when I'm able to give to people and help them.
Okay. They're applauding you. They're applauding you for doing all of those things. Now, what they are suggesting would be of great help to you is for you to start acting as if you already have this wonderful person in your life.
Okay.
They want you to get out a piece of paper, and they want you to write a decree of some sort, a sacred pact. And what this says, this decree starts off by saying, "Thank you for my wonderful relationship that I have in my life." Notice you're not saying "I want." Notice you're not saying "I need." Because by saying that, you're putting it in the murky future, and you're not putting the emphasis on that this relationship of yours is already yours. It just has not manifested on the physical plane as yet. Because you don't need to meet somebody in the workforce. You can meet them at the grocery store. You can meet them while waiting for a bus. They are emphasizing the word creative. What things do you do to be creative? Things like playing music, like any musical instrument rather than listening music, writing a book or writing a journal rather than reading it. What things do you do of a creative nature?
I write. Yeah. I write
Okay. Have you started a book?
Somewhat. You know, a little bit of it. Yeah. But not totally.
Okay. What they want you to do is they want you to put more effort into writing that book. Because when you write, see, this is all about getting to the highest vibrational and energetic frequency that you possibly can get to. Okay? You want to get to that really high vibrational level. And when you are writing, you are doing what you came back to do. This is a gift and a talent of yours. You, when you do it, you lose all track of time. You feel free. You feel open. You feel whole. You feel complete. And this is the vibrational frequency that they want you to get back to. Also, don't worry about where the book is going. Don't worry about marketing. Don't worry about distribution. Don't worry about the title. Just write. They're saying a writer writes. And that this creative energy within you is going to be fun, playful, and it's going to be passionate. And those are the energies that when they match the vibrational frequency of the universe, that's when physical manifestation comes into being.
Yeah. Oh, lovely.
It is lovely. I know that, yeah. You know, every time things seem to be a little bit stagnant, or maybe it's not going the way, the illusion of the expectation or attachment that I want, you know, the Posse of Angels says to me, go write. Go write. Because it's when I'm writing I feel most free. Because that's in alignment with who I am and what I've come back to do. And my second novel is coming out soon, so I'm going to have a show on that, so I'm very excited about that. But let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Donna. Certainly, they are really pointing to that word of being creative and opening up that joyful channel with the divine in order to increase those vibrational frequencies. So let's go to the cards. By the way, I was using the Doreen Virtue tarot cards there for a long while, and now with the Mercury retrograde, the Posse of Angels has taken me back to my original tarot deck, the Rider-Waite deck. I also teach tarot, and when I start people on tarot, and when they start, it's a great deck to be able to clearly see the symbols on there. So reviewing things, the Posse of Angels has brought me back to my original tarot deck. So first card that comes out for you, wonderful card to start off with, Donna. The eighth card of the Eight of Wands. Now they're saying that this card is traditionally a card of opening up opportunities. And certainly, you can't get a book published unless the book is written. You can't bring to yourself opportunities and connections around books unless you put some focus on bringing forth this book in your life. You see what they're saying? And the number eight is a number of wealth and prosperity and abundance and richness. But that richness that you're going to feel inside as you bring forth this book is going to open up opportunities for you. The next card that's coming in for you is the Five of Cups. And this is they want you to put more emphasis on what you do have than what you don't have. And they're starting here and they're saying, instead of saying, oh, you know, my life would be so much better if I had a beloved, if I had this new person in my life, they want you to say, thank you for my wonderful relationship. I already have it. Sit with that. Close your eyes and feel what that feels inside. In fact, Donna, I want you to close your eyes now. You got your eyes closed?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to say, put your attention on your heart, and I want you to say, thank you for my wonderful relationship that I already have. Say that out loud.
Thank you for the wonderful relationship that I already have.
How does that feel?
Yeah, it feels peaceful.
It feels peaceful. It feels peaceful because you will, in dropping down to your heart, you realize that this is already yours. And the more that you act and the more that you believe and trust and have faith that this is already yours, the more that vibrational frequency has to manifest that on the earth plane. So they want you to put more emphasis in what you do have than anything that you don't have. And if we put emphasis on what we don't have, the universe reads that as lack and scarcity. And it also reads it as we saying to, you know, the universe that it's not doing a good enough job for us, and doubt with doubt, worry and fear and that kind of thing. So they really do want you to put your emphasis on that. And da-da-da-da, the knight in shining armor is your third card, which is the knight. It's the knight of cups. And anybody does tarot, I mean, out of all the knights, this is the squishy romantic knight. And you will be drawing this knight of in shining armor, this wonderful knight to yourself. So I hope that's been helpful for you. Please bring forth this book, and when you're doing it, just drop down to your heart and say, thank you so much for my wonderful new relationship, and just feel what that feels like, because he's already a part of your life. So have a wonderful day, Donna. You take care of yourself. Oh.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Lots of love. Take care. Bye-bye. I loved her cards. I loved her cards so much because they really did reflect what they were saying. You know, the first thing was be creative. You want to bring your energy up as high as you possibly can to match the frequency of the universe. Which has no restrictions on it. It's just boundless. It's limitless what could happen, the miracles, the magic, and the synchronicities. And, of course, her cards reflected that. The first one is that creativity is going to present openings for her to put her emphasis on having that relationship already in her life. Feel what that feels like, that joy, that passion. That's what happened to me 11 years ago, 11 and a half years ago. I wrote that same decree. I said, thank you for my twin flame relationship and marriage. And then the pen and I wrote down the characteristics of what this twin flame was going to look like. I didn't say I need or I want. I said, thank you. And then I slept with it under my pillow. I read it out morning and night. And I visualized and felt what that would feel like to walk hand in hand with my twin flame, share meals with him, laugh and giggle and just have the best fun working together, traveling the world together, supporting each other. And then I did that for 6 months, and then I was invited to a Come As Your Favorite Rockstar party. I went to Stevie Nicks, the only Elvis in the party. Came about a half an hour after I arrived there, and we were talking to each other for 5 hours later, and then 5 days after he asked to marry me. He was everything that was on that list. 10 days we moved in together, and 2 months after that we were married on the beach in Noosa Heads in Queensland, Australia. Anyone can do this. It just depends whether your vibrational frequency it is at a high level, and you truly believe and trust in that you are deserving and you are worthy of just such a wonderful relationship. Let's go to our next caller, 361. You are on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with? Hello?
This is Shelley.
Hi, Kelly. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas, and have you noticed anything maybe slowing down in your life during this Mercury retrograde?
I have. Yes, I have. I've gotten a lot of chance to review some things.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I've been able to review quite a few things. Just review.
And did you get any aha moments? Were you able to see how that was affecting some part of your life?
Yes. Well, perfect. The caller before had some of the interesting connections, of course, and what you just shared was very inspiring. But, yeah, about relationships and, the tendency to, just the tendency to settle, I guess, is something I'm trying, it's a habit I'm trying to break. So,
yeah. I must tell you, I had a client in here in my healing room several weeks ago, and she was in a very destructive relationship. In going over her life, and showing her life from a higher perspective, she could then very clearly see how much that she had compromised and settled for so much than she richly deserved. And throughout all of her relationships, which were controlling, some which were abusive, I said, in each one of these relationships, your intuition told you not to step forward, and you stepped forward in each one of this, and then you rue the day. You know, we learn our best lessons in contrast, but, she had taken the crumbs of life, and then in many of her relationships, she had crummy relationships. So many of us do have that tendency to settle instead of looking at ourselves as gods and goddesses, as magicians, as alchemists. We are the alchemists. That's what the Posse of Angels are saying to you, Kelly. Do you realize that you are the alchemist? Do you realize that you're the magician?
I want to. Yes, I really, really want to step into that.
Okay. The way we step into being the magician or being the alchemist is to realize that the universe wants what we desire.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make up things randomly. It can only bring to us that which we have in our heart and that which we desire. So if we know that the universe is a clean slate and that we are writing on it, all we are is intention, and all we are is our dreams and our wishes. The only reason that those things would not manifest is if we put any emphasis on the how and the when of them happening, which is not our providence. That's the providence of God and the angels. That's if we let go of that expectation and attachment, then miracles, synchronicities, and magic can occur to bring us the fulfillment of our wishes. So all we need to do is to believe, is to trust, is to have faith that we are allowed to live the lives that we envisage and we visualize for ourselves. So what is it? When which area of your life do you feel that you're settling?
Ooh. Yeah, relationship. That's the area that I haven't been able to shake that habit of being a healer and finding people to heal versus finding whole and complete people.
Okay. It's your lucky day because the Posse of Angels have the answer for that. If you're doing any kind of spiritual work, your first mission on the planet, which came out in the last 14 years, was to help, was to save, and to enable as many people as possible to get on board for the train to ascension, okay? That was written into your DNA. So even though you got knocked down, even though you got treated like garbage, even though you were controlled and sometimes abused and whatever, you got up, you shook yourself off, and you went and you found somebody else to help, save, and enable at your expense because that was written into our DNA. But as a result of the 2012 crossover, 2012, 2013, that part of our mission was over, and we were told to turn the mirror back on ourselves and to start bringing forth our creative projects, our books, our films, our YouTube channels, all the social media, write that piece of music, dance that dance, be the example. Be the example on the planet for others to follow. And so we are seeding the planet with this joy and this passion and this excitability and all of these things in order to be the example for the next wave of people that are shifting and awakening on the planet. Does this resonate with you at all?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I've done both. Yes. Yes. Now I'm wondering, what do I do now, now that I'm here?
Okay. Now that you're at this place, they just want you to continue with your creativity. They said that this is the key. This is the key that will unlock those high vibrational feelings, and then to follow your intuition. I mean, just because you've learned the lesson doesn't mean that they won't bring it to you again to really solidify and to make sure, you know, that you've learned the lesson. So it's a really good thing that when you're presented with relationships, you know, does it fulfill? Does it fulfill me? He's wonderful, but if there's a but, it means that there's something that you're settling for, something, and that you've got to raise the bar and say, is it honorable? Is it respectful? Do I feel compromised in any way? So this is a really good time in this Mercury retrograde for you to consider all of that. Let's get some cards and see what comes out for our lovely Kelly the Magician. I'm calling you Kelly the Magician now. Okay. Oh, my gosh. The first card comes out is the High Priestess. Okay. They're saying that to treat yourself like a goddess, to treat yourself like that High Priestess, would the High Priestess settle for anything less?
No. No, she wouldn't.
She would not. She would not be much of a High Priestess if she settled for anything less. Okay, so they're saying treat yourself like that High Priestess, which you are. Next card that comes out is the Death card. This is certainly a time in these last waning days of Mercury retrograde, before it goes forward, before that forward movement happens, to bless all of your relationships in the past, and also open your heart to that new beginning. They want you to do a decree as well. Thank you. If you want to say thank you for my twin flame relationship, you can do, if you know the difference between soulmates and twin flames. If you're ready to have a relationship that is your divine complement and to bring forth a mission together, marrying your gifts and talents and this person's gifts and talents on the earth plane, but certainly put the emphasis on that decree. Thank you for my wonderful relationship. You know, what I wrote, again, was we work together, we laugh, we play, we have fun traveling the world. Nothing is more important. Nothing takes priority over the relationship. No fame, no money, no location, no anything. And then we come together as a triad with God at the top. The next card is, for you, is then the Knight of Swords. Things will start to happen in that area. But they're saying put your emphasis as that High Priestess, as that magician. They also want me to pull a goddess card for you. Okay? Since they said get your goddess on. Isn't that lovely? Lakshmi. Lakshmi is a bright future. Stop worrying. Everything is going to be fine. And Lakshmi is the goddess of abundance, of wealth, of richness inside of yourself. So I hope it's been happy for you, and I hope that's been helpful for you as well.
Yes, that's beautiful. Thank you very much.
Okay, sending you lots of love. Take care. Bye. Got a few more callers on the line. Will be Gussie is here, and then 904, and then 646. Gussie is here. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Really, really enjoying your show today.
Oh, excellent. So tell me, what's this Mercury retrograde been like for you?
Well, I do astrology, not professionally, but I follow astrology, especially Mercury retrogrades. And in my particular case, it has definitely, well, in my case, it's really manifested through, what would I call it? a lot of slowdowns and reversals and problematic corporate company communication stuff through my job search.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, the thing with the posse of angels, you know, sometimes they're like a dog on a bone, Guthy, and they just pop up and they say, "Why are you not doing this professionally? Did you notice that you were having trouble with a little bit of your voice? Why aren't you doing this professionally? You are so that this is their words. You are so accomplished at this."
That's true.
It's not my,
I love doing it, but it's not my calling. It's not my, you know, I enjoy doing it a lot. I really, really do. It's very stimulating for me, but it's not my calling. And, you know, I know what my calling is. So, you know, I just kind of keep it as a, just my own personal hobby,
which is fine. But they're also saying there's a reason that you have been gifted with this. And in order, because we are the first wave of teachers, new wave of teachers on the planet. A lot of those older teachers started 30, 40, 50 years ago, and they're now in their 80s, are retiring or slowing down. And then for us to step up to be those new teachers for the new wave of those teachers. So just keep it in mind. That there is a reason that you've been gifted with this, and it is such a wonderful tool. And they're using the term, you are a metaphysical teacher, and that you have so many gifts and talents, which will be shown even more in a more extraordinary light. If you take one step forward to it, so much more will come back for you. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. Guthy?
Yes.
Okay. Any? So it's in work related, or is it relationship?
Yes. No, definitely work. Not that there's not a relationship curiosity, but that's really nothing that can't continue to wait.
Okay.
Indefinitely,
all right.
Apparently.
Well, the first card that comes out to you, sweetheart, is the Hanged Man. And this is to see your life from a different perspective. If you see, and they're saying, if we see our lives from the perspective of we are here to have fun, we are here to be playful in nature, we are here to support the gifts, the talents, and the abilities that we've been given, and we're allowed to bring them forth in the most creative of ways. And now the energies on the planet are supporting that. But they really do want you to start to see your work in a very new light. Change your perspective on your work, and you will change your reality. The next card that is coming up for you is the Seven of Wands. And the Seven of Wands is rising to the top. So is rising to the top and allowing yourself to be your unique self. And that comes back to actually the first card about our gifts and our talents. You know, there are lots of angel practitioners in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm not better than anybody else, but I have made Angel Healing House very unique with my own fingerprint stamped on it. They want you to do the same when it comes to changing your work to changing that joy inside of you. And then you'll never work a day in your life. But they're saying that this is going to happen when you tap into those extraordinary gifts inside of you. And then the next card is the celebration card, celebrating your life. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Guthy. They really do want you to see your life in a very different way, work-wise, and honoring those wonderful gifts and talents that you have.
What was the last card? Was that the Ten of Cups?
No, actually it was the Four of Wands.
Four of Wands. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So sending you so much love. Just go out there and shine the brightest that you possibly can. And there's still, I can still hear them applauding. Yay! They're going, yay, applauding your gift. And when it comes to the astrology reading.
Yeah. They are significant. You know, I know, in an honest way, I've actually tried to, because I've often done readings for people for just a donation, and or just because I love it. But I have had times where I've tried to like generate, you know, more like what I would call regular clients, you know, by putting an ad on Craigslist or something like that. And oh, actually, I've done that a few times, and I've never gotten anything from it. So I get very, very discouraged. I have incredible gifts, and I know I do, but people just don't seem interested. So I just give up. It's one of my characteristics, and I'm aware of it. I get really despairing and disappointed by people.
Gussie, I'll give you a good example. For 3.5 years. I haven't gotten paid for Angel Healing House Radio.
Yeah.
I don't get any promotional advertising for it.
Mm-hmm.
And people call in from all from all over the world. And
mm-hmm.
I'm known at a more global level, but I haven't mm-hmm. done it for money. Take
right.
the money out of it and put the joy back in your life. I have to go now and take another
okay.
call, but I'm sending
okay,
you so much love. Take
thank
care.
You. Thank you. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's go to our next caller, 904. You are on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi, Candy. This is Sarah from Florida. You can go to the next caller because I'm walking and it's very noisy. And I'll try and call that next week and be in a quieter spot.
Oh, no, Sarah. The posse of angels is telling me that after the show, I'm calling you back on this 904 number, and I'll give you a free reading. How would you like that?
Okay. All right. Thank
okay,
you.
I'll call you after the show. Okay. God bless
okay.
you. Talk to you soon. Bye. Let's go to our next caller, 917. You are on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi, how are you? This is Sheila. How are you doing?
Hi, Sheila. I'm doing well. Have you weathered the Mercury retrograde this time around?
Yes, big time. Yeah.
Big time. Oh, what zodiac sign are you?
Leo.
Oh, you're Leo. Okay. Yeah, I mean, there were some signs that they said that that would breeze through this Mercury retrograde, and it wouldn't be as you know, like pushing molasses along a flat surface, like so many of us have experienced before. So what question do you have for the posse of angels?
Actually, two things happened, but, you know, I don't know if I have time, but I'm going to focus to one first. I met a new friend about like 2 months ago, and, you know, we were getting along. And when the Mercury retrograde started, he started to just change towards me. So what I did is maybe 2 weeks ago, I sent him a text. I said, listen, you're getting along. You, the attitude sucks. You have no respect for me. And I decided to end the relationship. I said, you know what? It's over. I wish you the best. Good luck to you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is somebody I see at my gym. And yesterday, I was working out, and he passed by. And he just get down on his knees. He said, I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm going to send you a text tomorrow. You can talk some more. I just want to apologize to you. So I said, okay. And today, he sent me a text, right, maybe like 10 minutes ago, stating that he apologized and he wanted to let me know that he's a light worker. He's somebody who has a good heart, and he picked up that on me right away.
Right.
And so he wanted to see if we can, you know, move forward. And he has this company that he owns, that's something about angel like, something, you know, kind of people, you know, to improve people, to be nice to people, so to speak. You know, I can't really go into details like that. And somehow he wanted me to get involved in it. So I'm just curious what you feel about it. I asked him to stop by probably tonight after work so we can talk some more.
But,
it does, Sheila, I've got about 5 minutes to go. It does
yes.
feel as if this is an inkling of a forward step for you. It does have feelings at this stage about being something beneficial for you. The first card that you get is the Knight of Swords, and they're saying, yes, advance forward with this. Is at any stage your intuition doesn't you know, feel right about it, then take a step back and just let that drop that down to your heart. But at the moment, yes, hear what this person has to say, and it has a good feeling about it. The next card is the Moon card, and the Moon card comes in where there might be something underneath that needs to be revealed. Okay, never sign a contract during a Mercury retrograde. Hear everything. And then make sure all your needs are met. If you go into business with somebody, make sure it's spelled out absolutely and exclusively what the division of labor is going to be, who is going to get what, you know, all of those things. And the next card is the Two of Swords, which is you having to make a choice about stepping forward. At the moment, it does feel really good. So don't jump in with both feet. As the Moon card is there, wait to see how everything's going to play out and be revealed. But it does feel good. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yeah, that's been helpful. I'm just going to give you some time. I'm not going to rush into anything anyway.
That'd be good. Okay. Sending you lots of love. Take care, Sheila.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
Okay, bye-bye. And that just about wraps the show up for today. I'd like to thank all my callers. Thank you to the listeners for tuning into the program. Thank you to those who are listening to this archive show on either the Blog Talk Radio site or on iTunes for free. Please don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You know, if you'd like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletters, which are filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the posse of angels, and myself, please email me and send me a request to candy@angelhealinghouse.com to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautiful, professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now. Please do go to the Angel Healing House website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. And if you would like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing session, either in person or nationally and internationally using Skype and distant healing, this can be done over the phone. You can call Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716, or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, @angelhealinghouse.com. Until next time, please do allow your radiant light to shine forth and to go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful light for yourself. Love and angel blessings to you all, and I look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care. Bye.